coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
He says it is finished. What does it mean it is finished? They don't get it. Then suddenly, he cries out. The last strength of his body, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. His head drops. Jesus is dead. The miracle worker is dead. The healer is dead. The one who raised others from the dead is himself dead. They said, surely it's finished. It's over. The Bible says the people smote their breasts and went home. The priests were done with Jesus. The Romans were done with him. And they buried him. And then they remembered he said he would rise again. They said he's a deceiver. They said, you know what? Before his disciples steal his body and tell us he rose, let's get authority from the governor and seal the tomb. So they sealed the tomb and put soldiers at the entrance to protect it, and they rolled a great stone against the entrance of the tomb. Day one, everywhere is quiet. Disciples are weeping. Day two, everywhere is quiet. Disciples now are hiding. They are ashamed. They are ashamed. They had left their families and their friends and their jobs and their businesses. They left everything and followed Jesus. Now he's dead. And the people come, the scoffers, the scorners, come around them and they say, yeah, now you should be wiser. Your Jesus is dead, isn't he? You told everybody he's Son of God. If he were the Son of God, he wouldn't die. God doesn't die. Well, day three. The women come from the tomb. They say, Simon, come on. Simon, Jesus is alive. Simon and John spring out of the room. They dash to the garden. Get to the tomb. The stone actually is rolled off. Peter steps in. His body is surely not there. John looks around. He's surely not there. The Bible says when John looks, he said, I believed. Oh, glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! They gather together. The disciples are talking about it. They're talking about it. And while they're talking about it, the Bible says, then came Jesus in the midst of his disciples. What does he say? All hail! All hail! They're excited. Jesus was an exciting person. You can tell with that his meetings were not so quiet. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! I mean, here's his first meeting with his disciples. You would think he would come in and say, well, everybody, how you doing? He comes, all hail! I mean, think about it. Think about it. I mean, he's God. Why would he get excited? Because that's who he is. He comes in and he doesn't talk like, you know, boss, you know, like, hello, everybody, I told you, rise again. You don't believe me, and now you're in trouble. No, he comes in excited. Oh, hey! Oh, hallelujah! Woo! Woo! Oh, hey! Those are his first words. So he stares up an exciting meeting. And they're all so excited, shouting, whoa! Whoa! Glory, hallelujah. 40 days and 40 nights he walks among them, teaching them things concerning the kingdom of God. Now his brothers and his sisters, his mother and the other women, have been attending the meetings, looking at him still with some suspicion, but the mother believed. Because the Bible says, neither did his brethren believe in him. They hadn't believed. But now they're coming around, enjoying the meetings, listening, and hoping he doesn't get as stupid as before. Because they're thinking he might be arrested again. They're hoping he had learned his lessons. So they're following, hoping they could protect him this time with their lives. They felt terrible that they were so helpless when he was first taken. So now let's hope everything goes well. And one day, he says, our next meeting is in Galilee, so let's meet over there. They said, he's going again. So they all assemble in Galilee. Jesus is with them. He speaks. He talks. He speaks to them. They're listening. Now he starts saying some other things. What does he mean by that? It doesn't sound like. What is he saying? He talked like this the first time they killed him. He said, I'll not be with you much longer. Then the next thing we knew, he was arrested. Now he's saying it again. I'm not going to be with you much longer. Is he going to make another trouble? So they're waiting, listening, and then he says to them, words they never thought they'd ever hear from the lips of a man. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. The disciples came there, and 11 were there. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Hold on. When you say all power is given unto me in the earth, we can understand it. But how can you, being a man, power. In heaven. Can you see that? This man is not just discussing earthly things. He says, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven. That means he's saying he controls things in heaven. And in earth. Go ye therefore on account of this authority. He says, I send you. Man, oh man. When I was in the Army cadet, we did this. You did that to who? To the officer. Think about it. This is the man with all authority. Is Jesus. All authority in heaven and in earth. Everywhere. Everywhere. Then he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And I say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. That's his command. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Yes, sir. Do it again. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Yes, sir. As you are. You relax like this. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Yes, sir. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Yes, sir.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Pawtucket Zone 3, 82 Psychiatric Road, Rumorossi, Pawtucket. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.